In today's Mishnah, within the second and third Mishnah from the fifth Perek Masechta Tamid, Mishnah begins, Amalehim Chanashim Lektoret Ba'u V'Hafisul. So it's now time to perform the third lottery. And in this lottery, it's going to decide who is going to perform the Ketoret, who's going to perform the burning of the incense on the Mizbach HaKetoret, on the golden altar inside the Heichal. And importantly, in this lottery, they would announce Chadashim Lektoret Ba'u V'Hafisul, meaning only individuals who have never yet had that task of performing, of offering the Ketoret, only they can present themselves to be part of the lottery. And that is because this job was very dear to the Kohanim, in a sense that it came that coming with it was an incredible bracha for Osher, for the individual who performed it. And therefore they were very makbid to, if you like, share it around. And therefore if you've had this task once, you cannot take part in this lottery. So Hefisul Zachar Mishazachar. They cast the lottery, and he who it landed on, it was his job to perform it. Achadashim Yimashim Bal Vefisul. They were then announced, now everyone can take part in this next lottery. And what was that? Mishim Ma'aleh Evarim in Akevesh L'Mizbeach. If you remember, the Evarim were simply placed on the Kevesh, on the ramp, on the bottom half of the ramp. So this lottery was to decide who would take the limbs from the bottom of the ramp all the way onto Mizbeach. And there's a debate in the Rishonim, actually, if this was a single person, an individual, who would get this task, or much like there were six Kohanim who brought those limbs to the Mizbeach, it was going to be also decide those six individuals. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Eliezer Yaakov says, Hamala Ivrim Lekevesh, Huma Leotan La Agabim Mizbeach. According to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, he says that another lottery was not necessary because the Kohanim who brought the limbs onto the Kevesh, they will be the ones to take it from the Kevesh onto the Mizbeach itself. Mishnah then continues, Masarum Lechazanim. So the Kohanim who did not get a job, meaning that none of their lots were cast on them, they would be handed over to the Chazanim. These are the Shamashim of the Beit HaMikdash. And Ayu Mafshitin Otam et Bigdehem. That is because what it means is they would undress them. To explain, the Kohanim, before taking part in the lottery, they had to wear the special Bigdei Kohuna, the special four garments that are mandatory to wear when performing any Avodah in the Beit HaMikdash. So since they weren't fortunate enough to have the lot cast on them, there was time to remove those clothes. So these chazanim would direct them, and they would take the clothes. They take off the outer garments and leave them with their michnasayim. The michnasayim just means trans, but it's more like sort of long boxer shorts. The chalonot hayu sham, and there were cupboards, or literally windows, built into the wall in the Beit HaMikdash. And on each cupboard, it was marked exactly what they were for. I mean, one was for Michnasayim, one is for the Ketonet, Mitznefet, etc., all the different things in Michnasayim, as we said, the trousers, the Ketonet, which is a tunic, the Mitznefet, which is the head piece that they wore, the hat, and the Avnet, which is the belt. So, a small point I didn't complete here is that, yes, they would leave them with their trousers on, meaning the Michnasayim on, they'll wear the Bidei Chol, and then they'd remove the Michnasayim for the Bidei Kohona after that. And that way, the clothes were removed in a tsanua fashion. Those are the Mishnah today.